USA Radio News with Wendy King.
About half of the field of Democratic candidates for the 2020 White House bid are in Detroit for the big second debate. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke about his plan, Medicare for All.
Right now, we have a dysfunctional health care system, 87 million uninsured or underinsured, $500,000 Americans every year going bankrupt because of medical bills, 30,000 people dying while the healthcare industry makes tens of billions of dollars in profit.
North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast in defiance of UN resolutions. That's according to the U.S. and South Korea's military. The launch comes less than a week after Pyongyang's first weapons test in more than 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The House has left town for their summer recess, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says don't expect the same from the Senate.
There'll be no departure until we finish all the items on our agenda.
It's a crowded agenda that includes a number of judicial nominations, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that's not their first priority. Voting on a budget bill is.
Democrats are ready to vote on the House bill today.
Other items include raising the debt ceiling to avoid default on the nation's debt. And if the majority leader agrees, a vote on election security. The Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates because of the slowing global economy. Halfway through the second quarter earnings report on Wall Street, there is more evidence of the impact of tariffs and the trade war with China. U.S.-based multinational firms from the S&P 500 that have had more than 50% of their business overseas have shown a big drop in earnings in the second quarter this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Lots of people are stealing ATVs. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
It's probably because they're outside so often at this time of year. The National Insurance Crime Bureau says 19% of all ATV thefts happen towards the end of the summer. Overall, the number of ATVs stolen last year was down at just over 19,000 nationally. Texas and California, top states for ATV thefts, followed by Florida, Georgia, and Louisiana. The 6th through 10th slots, South and North Carolina, Tennessee, Ohio, and Alabama. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a serious mental health issue affecting the New York City Police Department. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Within the last month, 5 officers have committed suicide. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
Depression is real. People need to understand that. This is not, okay, I don't feel myself, I feel down, I'll bring myself out of it. Sometimes it's a downward spiral that unless there's intervention from the outside, it's not going to stop.
And across the United States, more police officers have died by suicide in the last 5 years than in the line of duty. Law enforcement agencies are now beginning to reach out to officers in need, but the problems start as the officers feel afraid or they think there'll be job repercussions if they come forward. If you or anyone you know is considering suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.